This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, which is a regular part of the International Gospel Hour. It is a real pleasure to come into your home today, or perhaps to your automobile, to study with you the sacred will of God. This is a daily radio broadcast, and each day we try to consider some vital point from the sacred will of God, which is the Bible. For the past several times, we've been considering the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch, the record of which we find in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. Now, this is an account of conversion upon which every person can rely. When individual people simply stand up today and give their so-called testimony of their own conversion, this may not be an example that we could follow and be saved ourselves. But the account that we have in the New Testament, in the book of Acts especially, we can depend upon and know to be the sacred will of God. Of course, every book of the Bible is infallibly inspired, but I have reference here to the fact that the book of Acts contains the account, the historical account, of a good number of conversions. Now, we've been studying about this man of Ethiopia who had been to Jerusalem to worship, therefore under and according to the Jewish law. And he was returning home, riding in the chariot, when the evangelist Philip, under the guidance of an angel and the Holy Spirit, came alongside and asked him if he understood what he was reading. He was reading from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. But he said to Philip, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" And so Philip got him up into the chariot with him, and as they rode along, he began from that passage of Scripture in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 53, and preached unto him Jesus. We have noted that a number of things we learn in the account of this conversion. We learn of the value of a soul. Here's a man who left a populous area to speak to just one person. We learn that God is especially concerned with those who are concerned for themselves and who act according to their best knowledge. We find that one can be lost even though he's religious, sincerely religious, and even zealously so. For this was the case with this man. He was a good man from a moral standpoint, a sincere religious man, and yet he was lost. He needed to hear the gospel of Christ and to obey it. Next, we have noted that there are some things that should be preached when one preaches Jesus. Now, the record here tells us that Philip simply preached unto him Jesus. It does not give us the details of it. And yet we know from the study of the rest of the Bible, and the rest of the New Testament especially, that when one preaches Jesus, he must preach the person or nature of Jesus as being pre-existent, eternal, as the Word of God, but that Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Also, his name must be preached, his authority must be preached, his Word must be preached, his plan of salvation must be preached, and his church must be preached, and we'll say a little bit more about that just a little later. All of these things we've already discussed, but we come now to the point, as a new part of our study, to the fact that in preaching Jesus, one must preach the love of Jesus. That is, the love which he has for mankind. Jesus made clear in John chapter 10, verses 16 to 18, that actually he was not forced to die, but that he of his own free will was laying down his life for the sins of the world. That means that for each one of us, for you, for me, and for every other human being now living or whoever will live on earth, Jesus Christ died. And so there could be no greater love, as Paul makes clear in Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Next, we note as a new point that in preaching Jesus, one must preach his second coming. The record is given of this in a number of places in the Bible, but certainly one of the more prominent ones is in Matthew 25. The second coming of Christ, at which time all who are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, and all who are living on earth will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And men will be called before the Lord in judgment. Those on the left hand will hear the words which will damn them to everlasting punishment, but those on the right hand will hear the words which usher them into eternal life with God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all the holy angels of God in heaven. And then we learn that we must preach, in preaching Jesus, to preach of the eternality of man. that there will not be any end to man. Of course, God is infinite in both directions. He is infinite in the sense that he does not have a beginning. But each of us as human beings do have a beginning. And so we are not eternal in that sense, but our souls are immortal in that we do not die when our bodies die. That is, the soul does not die. And Jesus would have every person to know that. But our time is gone for today. It's so good to have had you with us. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour. We pray that you will be with us for our next broadcast. Until then, may God bless and keep you is our sincere prayer.